This is And Adolescent Sex with Juvenile Intentions, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Five Centuries Verse and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is gen, with relationships of Robin Buckley and Steve Harrington. Pre-Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson. Post-Tommy Hagen, Steve Harrington. With additional tags for POV, Robin Buckley. Robin Buckley and Steve Harrington are best friends. Steve Harrington has a crush on Eddie Munson. Post-blow jobs mentioned. Robin is suffering and dealing with an unhinged man. Good friend, Robin Buckley. Enigma, Steve Harrington. His hair is so big because he has so many secrets. Platonic female-male relationships. Crushes. Robin and Steve gossip like teenagers should. I just know it. Humor, friendship. Steve is pathetic and a jock. I hate him. Lie. Summary. Robin learns a few things about Steve. In hindsight, she should have seen the crush on Eddie Munson coming from a mile off. Title from Adolescent Sex by Japan. Robin tries not to take Steve seriously most of the time. He is sarcastic and bitchy to a fault, especially around her for some reason. And ever since Scoops Ahoy, she's found his either brutally, unfailingly, earnestly honest, or the biggest and worst, most sardonic liar in Hawkins. There have been multiple times, however, where he has surprised her, and whatever she thought was a snide comment with no real truth behind it ends up being the most honest part of whatever bullshit he was saying to her. In other words, Steve is an enigma who confuses and surprises Robin so often, she really should stop being surprised every time he surprises her. For example, one time they were lounging around Steve's house not long after they got the job at Family Video, and Robin had been thinking to herself, "What the hell am I doing here? Sitting on Steve Harrington's couch, drinking beer and listening to bad music. When did my life become this?" When Steve had said, "God, I miss Tommy H." She had snorted. "Really?" She had thought this was some joke, like, "Haha, wish it wasn't you here and my asshole previous best friend." Even though they hadn't said they were best friends yet. But Steve was definitely hers. She tried not to worry that it was one-sided. "I'll just fuck off then." Steve had grinned at her. He was sitting very close next to her, one arm spread over the back of the sofa behind her, but for some reason it didn't feel like he was coming on to her, or that he even registered as someone who might try that on her, except he was a guy who had admitted to have feelings for her not that long ago. And still, it didn't feel like that. "Nah, you're better than Tommy in all ways except one. He gave amazing blowjobs." She remembers how she had just laughed, how Steve's smirk had pressed into the top of his beer bottle like he knew she didn't believe him. "Oh, right. When did he give you these blowjobs? After you'd finished terrorizing some freshmen? After you'd lost a fight with Jonathan Byers?" "Sometimes," he had said, smile dancing in his eyes, and she had tripped over in her brain like a record needle falling off the edge of a disc. "After basketball games as well." "Are you fucking with me?" It had felt unnecessarily mean in that moment for him to pretend he was like her at all. "Why would I be fucking with you?" he had said. "And I tell you this in utmost confidence because you're like my best friend." Here she had seen her own anxiety flashing back at her in those serious brown eyes, like, "I'm yours. Are you mine? So don't go around spilling that shit about Tommy, even if he is a dick." "Really?" she had been whispering by that point. He shrugged, all oozing confidence again, and his black eye was fading. She's so used to seeing him with them now, it's almost weird. Some people knew what it meant to kneel to the king, Buckley. What can I say? She had hit him. Because she hates him sometimes, she remembers. And they tussled on the couch, beers discarded on the coffee table. And none of it felt like a precursor to sex or like an excuse for him to feel her up. And she remembers how victorious that had felt. Even underneath him, defeated, breathing hard. She looked up from between his legs, and he was looking at her like he was searching for her to be uncertain or uncomfortable. Worried to see it there on her face. "You're my best friend, too," she had said. And he had grinned so bright she thought it might hurt him. Another time, he had surprised her by leaning across the table in a diner and whispering, "The waitress is hot. What do you think?" "She's cute," Robin had agreed cautiously. "What do you like about her? Boobs woman or ass woman?" And she had stared at him because this was King Steve Harrington, and he might be laughing at her. Why would he want to know what she liked about women? It would disgust him, she thought, to hear her talk about it. She hadn't mentioned it since the bathroom. "Come on, Rob, which one?" Then he had sat back. "Unless I'm making you uncomfortable." "No, I thought it would make you uncomfortable," she had said, stumbling slightly over the words as his expression creased in a frown. "Why would it make me uncomfortable?" "Because..." Steve kept surprising her. "Never mind. I think it depends on the woman, on her. She gives up trying to be an upstanding member of society." "Boobs," they had said, at exactly the same time. So really, she shouldn't be surprised when Steve sighs as Eddie leaves Family Video, watching his ass all the way to that piece of shit van, which someone has sprayed with "The Devil Stalks Hawkins," which Eddie had kept because of course he thought it looked cool. "Steve," she says, "do you have a crush on Eddie Munson?" Steve whines and drops his head on the counter.
"Robin, he flirts with me. He's hot. He's cool. We see him all the time. It's a recipe for disaster."
"I don't have a crush on him yet, but I'm like preempting the obvious thing I'm going to have for him." She snorts because Steve is seriously dumb. "You're pre-gaming your crush? Training to have a crush? You're seriously... Jesus, why did I have to be friends with a jock?" "This is serious, Robin."
"I don't doubt it."
"Rob, he is hot."
"Yeah, huh?"
"Monumental idiot," she thinks fondly. "You like his boobs or something?" He scowls and pokes her waist. "Shut up. He's just..." He sighs. "I don't even want to know." She does want to know. She wants to know everything that goes through that stupid head of his. She wants to know him until she knows everything. Until he can't surprise her anymore. For now, though, she just watches him stare dreamily at the space his drug dealer of a crush had just vacated in his absolute POS vehicle. No hope for him, really. She thinks he might not be preempting the crush at all. That there is a boy in lust already. "I think I might be in love with him," he says, frighteningly honest. you have attachment issues, she says grimly, adding to her mental tally of times Steve has surprised her with a sigh. You are not in love with that boy. I could be. As she said, honestly and truly, no hope for him. None at all. The end.